Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Kehillim, Parakei, Mishnah Tes, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah is we're learning Mishnah Tes, Debas Rachel, Shishi Bezachet Fan, Yuziv Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. The Mishnah tells us, Tanah Shabbat Mechotechon Beis Ha'uman, an oven that came in pieces from the craftsman's house, but also by Limudim, and he made rings for it. Now, what's this referring to? So we might call this an IKEA oven. Basically, it was made to be assembled at home. Instead of buying the ready-made oven from the store, you went to the craftsman's shop, and he had this assemble-at-home oven. It's basically multiple pieces of already hardened earthenware. They came along with Limudim, which is like basically rings holding it together, and then you put it together at home. You stand up all the pieces in the right shape and size. This one goes in that place, another one goes in a different place, and then in order to hold them together, you slide these rings over it, holding them solid together. And then V'naistan Olav, he actually did that. He put those rings on, holding it together, making the oven. V'hu Tahar, up until now it was Tahar, meaning before he slid the rings over it, it wasn't officially considered an oven, so it couldn't be Mekabel Toma. However, now Nitma, it could be Mekabel Toma, because now it's an oven. Now V'silik Es Limudav, let's say he removed those rings, he removed the things that are holding them together, Tahar, it now is not able to be Mekabel Toma because it's not considered an oven anymore. And it's actually pretty handy because instead of having to break the oven if it actually becomes Tame, like we learned about in previous Mishnayos, here he's not really breaking the oven. He's basically disassembling it. That automatically makes it not an oven anymore. And then he could reassemble it. And that's like a brand new oven. That's Tahar. Now here's a Chiddush. Hechziron Loi, after disassembling it, if he now reassembles it and put those rings back on, holding it together, Tahar, it's still Tahar, which means it's still cannot be Mekabel Toma. That's because once it was disassembled and reassembled, it's not as strong and as solid as it was previously, like the first time he made it, and therefore it's not considered like a regular oven, it's not a regular kli, and it's not Mekabel Toma. Now let's say Mercha Batit, he took clay or cement and he put that around, strengthening it. So Mekabel Toma, it is able to be Mekabel Toma. Venetzor Klasi Kenu, he doesn't have to fire it up from inside. Shukvar Husak, it already was heated up previously. He had already used this oven before. All he did was basically dismantle it, put it back together, and strengthen it with cement. So since it was already used before, it actually does not need to be reheated in order to be Mekabel Toma. More discussions. Chatach Echolios. Let's say he cut the oven into rings. Vinasan Chol Ben Cholio Cholio. And he put sand in between these rings. Reb Elazar Matar. Reb Elazar says it's not Mekabel Toma. Vacham Matamin. Vacham say it is able to be Mekabel Toma. That's referring to when he connected these Cholios, these rings, with tit, with cement, with clay. So that gives it the status of an oven that could be Mekabel Toma. And Zet Tanur Shal Achnoi. This is called the oven of Achnoi. Now, Achnoi actually means snake. And the reason why this is called the snake's oven is because when Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim had this discussion, it was actually a whole long and pretty interesting story in the Gemara, the Chachamim surrounded their discussion with rayos and proofs, like a snake goes around in circles and coils, and that's why this oven is called Tanur Shal Achnoi. Now on something different, Yaris Ho'arvim, Arab's pots, what is this? Shu Chayfer Ba'aretz V'tach Batet, they basically dug a hole in the ground, and then they would put cement or clay in that hole. Basically, instead of making a kli that you were able to carry around, they would simply dig a hole in the ground, coat that entire area with cement or clay, which is basically the insulation, put a heat source inside, so the entire area got very hot. Then they would remove the heat source, and since it was clay, it was very hot, and they were able to now put food inside, or bread, or whatever it is, and that would cook it. It was basically a primitive oven in the ground of sorts. So the question is that able to be Mekabel Toma, because it is basically the form of a kli? And the answer is, if all the dirt around this clay was removed, this clay would be able to retain shape and remain on its own, so Toma is able to be Mekabel Toma, because it's really considered a kli, even though it's connected to the ground. Vimla, but if not, tar, so it's not able to be Mekabel Toma. And vizet, tanur shel ben dinoi, this is called the tanur of ben dinoi, because there was a fellow named ben dinoi who always used to make ovens like this. We're going to stop for the day, and pick up the Mishnah Aleph, and on to Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.